Welcome to the Norwegian Storyteller, a podcast with storytelling perspectives from the North, hosted by Line Constelli, pardon my new English. Working as a storyteller, I have always told other people's stories. Now I tell fragments of my own story. At the same time, I also give you perspectives I have gained from participating in other people's stories. I also encourage you to tell your own story, because I have seen that the world needs this. So what are we waiting for? Let's tell stories together. Follow this podcast for inspiration and talk with me and other storytellers at my Patreon. Every stitch tells a story, and now I'm going to tell you a story about the Marius pattern. The Marius sweater, with its timeless design and rich history, has become an iconic piece of Norwegian knitwear. Our grandmothers knits it, and the sweater is even used by the King of Norway. When superstar cross-country skier Marit Bjørgen got her first child, she named her son Marius. The reason is that she got a lot of sweaters, hats and mittens with Marius pattern on, and then she named her newborn son the same name. So what is the story behind the pattern in my logo? Well, that is actually an interesting question. Because, you see, there are two versions of the story. One of the versions is that there was this lady, Bitten Eriksen, who was a mother with a passion for knitting. In the year 1928 or 1929, historians are not sure, she crafted a sweater for her son, Marius Eriksen. Marius is a very, ordinary Norwegian name, by the way. But this Marius, he later became a celebrated alpinist and fighter pilot. So he was like a hero. And he wore like the first version of the Marius sweater. And it was designed to withstand the harsh Norwegian winters. And also by the love Bitten felt for her son. That's why she called the sweater Marius sweater. However, the Marius pattern we recognize today owes much of its charm to the visionary knitwear designer Unn Søyland Dale. She drew inspiration from traditional Norwegian knitting patterns, particularly the Setesdal sweater. She skillfully adapted these motifs and created what we know as today's Marius pattern. Unn's creativity breathed new life into an age-old tradition, making it accessible and fashionable for generations to come. Knitting was long been associated with women's work, often relegated to the domestic sphere. However, Unn Søyland Dale challenged this stereotype. As a female designer, she defied social norms and elevated knitting to an art form. She was a full-time working mom in the 50s and the 60s, long before the women's liberations in the 70s. Her innovative approach transformed the Marius sweater into a symbol of empowerment. Women across Norway and beyond embraced the pattern, knitting their own Marius sweaters and asserting their creative agency. Unn's success in the male-dominated field of design was groundbreaking. She shattered barriers, proving that women could excel in traditionally male-dominated professions. Her work not only celebrated Norwegian heritage, but also paved the way for future female designers. Unn's legacy reminds us that creativity knows no gender boundaries. The Marius sweater was born out of the need of warmth and protection. Yet its intricate patterns reveal a deeper desire for beauty and self-expression. Women historically tasked with providing their families found purpose in their craft. Knitting became a means of artistic expression, allowing them to weave their stories into every stitch. Today, Marius sweater remains a fashion staple, and it is a part of Norwegian identity, whether worn during outdoor adventures or cozy evenings by the fireplace, or even in a business meeting, the Marius sweater transcends time and trend. We always love it. The Marius sweater is more than just a garment. It's a testament to creativity, resilience, and the spirit of women. As we celebrate its legacy, let's honor the women who shaped its story and continue to knit their own narratives. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Remember to follow me on Instagram
You're also invited to join the wonderful storytelling community we share at my Patreon. You will find the links in the description of this podcast. I'm the Norwegian storyteller. Let's tell stories together.